Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, and we have the events for you going on this weekend, thanks to our friends at the Ann Arbor Observer. Michael Bright is the assistant calendar editor there, back with us. What's happening this weekend in old Ann Arbor, Michael?
Oh, all sorts of things. We're getting into summer here. Got some regular events, got some new stuff. Start off with the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase down on 4th Avenue downtown. They have a comedian out of New York named Andy Pitts, who's quite funny, I thought. He's known for a clean comedy, but not the boring kind, as he calls it. So, you know, if you like the clean stuff, this is good. This is as good as I think you can hear. He's doing shows 7:15 Friday and Saturday, and 9:45 late show on Saturday night. There's usually an opener or two, and it's a $20 ticket. Good venue out there.
All right. I haven't been out to Purple Rose Theater Company lately. What do they have on tap?
They got a new show going on. It started out last weekend, but it goes through August. So this is something you can see pretty much all summer. It's called Bert and Trixie Visit the Vet. it's Michigan actor-playwright Matt Lesher's new comedy about four pets in a veterinarian's waiting room who plan an escape when they begin to suspect one of them is in danger. I guess it's some adult language and subject matter, so maybe not appropriate for the kids as it sounds, but looks like a fun comedy, I'm assuming. 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 3 p.m. Saturday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and 2 p.m. Sunday shows. Purple Rose Theater, $45 tickets for that.
So you know who Matt Letcher is, don't you?
No. I know he's done plays.
Actor, director, playwright, yeah. Captain Harrison, Love in the Mask of Zorro.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, we talked about this before.
Who else was he? He was in Gods and Generals, co-starred in 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi. He's been in a number of things. He's out of Grosse Pointe, Michigan.
Well, what a treasure to have.
Yeah, he's been in our studio before.
Sounds like you know him well.
Well, yeah. I think he was doing something potentially at, I can't remember why he came in, if it was because he was at Purple Rose. He's got a relationship with them there. So that's really nice to see. I hadn't heard of him in a while. So good to hear he's still working, doing things. Saturday, what do we have?
Well, I know you're a professional, but anyone interested in radio, it's the Amateur Radio Field Day.
Oh, that's a whole different kind of radio.
It's put on by the U of M Amateur Radio Club, but it's a chance to join. It's a 24-hour national event that helps amateur radio operators prepare for emergencies and develop their skills. Hmm. So if you're interested in that kind of, you know, amateur radio operating, it's kind of a neat-looking activity. I might be trying to check it out.
Oh, okay.
Saturday, 2 p.m. It goes through in the morning on Saturday and Sunday.
You know, oftentimes you'll see their group out at the Ann Arbor Art Fair or other venues, and they are ready for any kind of thing that might go on their skill set is needed. So that's nice to see. German Park Picnic, back for the summer months.
Yeah, I'm going. I love German Park.
I do too.
So last Saturday in June, July, and August, come down out Pontiac Trail. It's an old-fashioned German dinner served in these old, like, cabins almost. They set up this whole compound out there that pretty much operates just for these parties.
You'll see everyone.
Yeah, it's packed with people, kid activities. The food's really reasonably priced and really good.
Oh, it's so delicious.
The beer is really reasonably priced and really good. There's German music. You know, what's not to like? 4 to 11 p.m., no admission after 9. It's at the German Park off Pontiac Trail. $10 to get you in the door. Well worth it.
It's way up on the north side of Ann Arbor.
Just keep driving until you see the park.
Yeah, right. Anything else happening?
Well, we'll wrap up Top of the Park. It's that time of year. It's the last night of Top of the Park.
Oh.
Sunday. Good lineup there. There's the David Zinn doing the chalk paint, the chalk drawing. There's some face painting for kids.
Seriously, how does he do that? I mean, that is just such an art
form. I watched
him
the other day. I was down there watching him. It was right before it rained. He was out there making this beautiful art, and then, you know, 2 hours later, it's gone.
He'll take a crack in the sidewalk, and he makes it into this incredible 3D-like image that's coming up out of the sidewalk.
He's a great story, and he's gotten, you know, international recognition. They profiled him on, you know, British television.
Yeah.
He's got an Instagram following in the, I think, millions now.
Oh, wow.
He's getting really, and he's making a career of that. It's really cool.
You know, you have to have obviously he's a great artist, but a special talent, like an eye to see things that aren't there like that to come to life, so.
No, we're lucky to have him in the community. Yeah. So, yeah, go see him do some stuff. There's some great music. Highlighted, I think every year they've been doing this, you can see Lady Sunshine in the X Band at 7 p.m.
They're so good.
She's just Lady Sunshine is quite the stage presence and just has this great big voice. And then you can wrap up the festival, as you know, they've done this for years. It's George Bedard and the Kingpins.
They always close out Ann Arbor Summer Festival.
Yeah, 8:30 p.m. I mean, he's some great rockabilly blues, yep. Rock and roll, honky tonk. I mean, he's just great. So I mean, two really good musical acts, and they'll screen Wicked, the new Wizard of Oz prequel. So.
There's nothing like an outdoor movie, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. Wrap it up. Yeah.
All right. Well, and there you have it. That's what's happening.
Yeah.
You
know, Let's go to July.
Summer's going to be coming to a close. Enjoy and savor every single moment. Get out and enjoy these events that we talk about each week. Don't just sit at home. Go experience what Ann Arbor has to offer. Michael, thank you for telling us all about these events.
It's a pleasure, Lucy.
Michael Bright, Assistant Calendar Editor at the Ann Arbor Observer on 1290 WLBY.